Section 5 of Poems of Puncture by Amanda McKittrick Ross. This legamous recording may be distributed and adapted freely for any purpose. Mickey Monkeyface McBlair. Readers, did you ever hear of Mickey Monkeyface McBlair? 6 feet and a half of lies and fraud. 10 bob to the pound. 1 devil. No God. A legal log who would grab your gold, and for which he'd sell his soul, I'm told. Who'd strip your pocket as well as mine, and tamper with your and wine. His hair is bleached with a downy crown, his lugs are small thatched round and round, with little tufts of a dirty hue, but that's no matter to me or you. This lengthy tool has wee grey eyes, away far back from earth and sky, heavily fringed with coarse rough hair, labelling him a human bear. His snout is long with a flattish top, lined inside with a slimy crop. His mouth, like a slit in a money box, portrays his kindred to a fox. From his chin there droops a greasy beard, goat-like in hue and style, I've heard. His wrinkled neck is long and thin. To see it, your sight must be in trim. His legs are fleshless props of bone, ending in paddlers, always prone. To corns and bunions by the score, of crooked joints he has them galore. These, together with heart and hand, form what you'd call a man. For further proof, well, I blush to tell. My readers now must go to... Written 1884. End of section 5.